the Mongolian ambulance. So a couple of years ago, in 2007, I've been on an educational trip to Mongolia. There were like 30 students from all around Asia, and I was the only Qatari one in there. So when we finally arrived to Mongolia, we went to the desert to live with a nomadic family. And one day at 11 at night, we were just about to go to bed. However, the host family was burning the garbage, you know, because it was in the desert. So, when they burned the garbage, all of the smoke came to the tent and filled it. So then we weren't able to breathe or sleep well. So we went out of the tent, and as soon as we did, for some weird reason, I couldn't feel my legs, and I just fell on the ground. So, and everyone was, like, worried and stuff. And the ambulance came, the Mongolian ambulance came, and took me to the hospital. Now, the tragic thing is that I actually spent 4 hours in the ambulance due to the far distance between the desert and the city. And also worse, I couldn't breathe, and I panicked 8 times. Like, it was really tragic. And they actually, because they didn't have the oxygen provided in the ambulance. That was so weird. In the end, when we arrived to the hospital, they actually carried me 2 floors. Yes, there were no elevators. It was like very dramatic. I was thinking all of the time, I will die, I'll die. But the escort with me, she was telling me that, no, you won't die, just have faith in God and stuff. Yeah, I was really scared. So thankfully, I didn't die. And yeah, I got back to Qatar and to diagnose what was wrong. And the doctors told me that I had a deficiency in vitamin B12. So it wasn't that like a big of a problem. It was. I don't know.
Yeah. What did you think about dying in Mongolia? I mean, did you imagine your body getting shipped back to Qatar? What was going on there?
Yeah. Really, when I was thinking that I would die in Mongolia, I was like, no. I was alone, and my family wasn't there. So I was really scared, and it was really horrible. I cried till like my tears dried. It was really a scary experience, and I wish that no one goes through such a thing.